Iraqi expatriates throughout the world are voting this weekend in their homeland's first competitive election in more than 50 years. Voter registration turned out to be surprisingly low, with fewer than 25% of eligible Iraqis worldwide taking part. Here in the United States, only 10% registered. Many complained about having to travel great distances to polling sites. The only place to vote west of the Mississippi River is at the former El Toro Marine Base in Irvine, California. Alex Cohen of member station KQED was there and filed this report.
A group of Iraqis from California's Central Valley gathered early Friday morning in a parking lot outside the polling station and sang Bet Naharain, an Assyrian anthem. Sargon Dadeshu and his friends wave signs and urge voters to choose Political Entity 139 on their ballots. That's the Assyrian Christian Party, one of more than 100 choices to fill the 275 seats on Iraq's transitional National Assembly. Even though he now lives thousands of miles away from Iraq, Dadeshu says he was thrilled to vote.
The whole Iraqi people have been waiting for democracy to be initiated in Iraq, and we are really delighted to have this opportunity, and we thank President Bush for liberating our country.
A steady stream of voters filed through metal detectors and into the former officers' club, now set up as a polling center, where they were asked to show their mustard-colored voter registration cards.
I need you to take your right index finger and stick it all the way to the bottom.
A poll worker asked Suher Al-Tawaji of Tustin, California, to dip her finger into a plastic bottle. Al-Tawaji looks startled when she looks at her finger, now covered in bright purple ink.
What am I going to do with this?
That's to prevent voters from voting twice.
Oh.
So that'll be on your finger for at least 3 days.
After casting her ballot, Al-Tawaji says a purple finger is a small price to pay in order to help change the political direction of Iraq. Al-Tawaji is a Sunni Muslim who's lived in the U.S. since 1983, but most of her family still lives in Iraq, she says.
And I know for a fact a lot of them are not going out to vote because they're afraid of all the bombing that's going on. So I think we're helping them in a way. And I hope it'll be a democratic government that would take care of them.
Al-Tawaji, like many other voters, says she chose how to vote based on conversations she had with her family back in Iraq. Sami Al-Jabiri, a Shia Muslim who lives in Phoenix, Arizona, says he picked up a list of all 111 political parties on the ballot when he came to register here in Southern California earlier this month.
I have to do my research in the computer to do who these people are, and I know some of them. I didn't know the others, so I have to do my research.
Many, like Al-Jabiri, travel long distances to both register and then vote in the election. But for many others, the distance was just too far, says Talal Ibrahim of Mission Viejo, who was helping coordinate the elections.
Most of the Iraqis here, they are small business owners. That means convenience store, gas stations, and it is family-owned, so they have to be there. And so really, they stuck to this kind of business. It's very hard for them to leave like 6 hours just for one day to register. Then they have to come again to vote.
Some Iraqis were unable to vote because the registration period conflicted with the Hajj, an annual Muslim pilgrimage. Others simply chose not to vote. Salam Al-Mariati is the executive director of the Muslim Public Affairs Council in Los Angeles. Al-Mariati says he feels it's more appropriate for him to be engaged in the politics of the nation he's called home for the past 40 years, the U.S.
I mean, I was born in Iraq, but I feel that the elections should be for Iraqis who plan to live in Iraq. Not for people outside who have not had to endure the suffering under Saddam Hussein for the last 35 years.
Al-Mariati says although he isn't casting a vote, he still believes the election is an important step towards self-determination and democracy for Iraqi people around the world. Voting continues through Sunday afternoon. Ballots are expected to be tallied by late next week and then sent to Iraq to be included in the final count. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.